just wanted to make a couple of observations because yesterday would have been the chance for a lot of people to be out for the first time in the new under the new executive order, if you will, of Governor Whitmer. And I got to say, I saw a lot of people out by themselves, or if they were together, I'm assuming it was family members.
In their neighborhoods,
yeah,
primarily.
Walking dogs, bike rides, jogging.
Mm-hmm.
The weather certainly allowed that. You saw the same thing out in your area?
Oh, yeah, I was walking yesterday and saw some people out and about.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody stays in for most of the day, then goes out in the evening and just tries to get some steps in. Especially for their dogs.
Some fresh air.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I mean, because March weather, we know. At any time other than this could be conducive to not being outside.
Right.
And today's another great day for that, too, by the way.
Yeah, we've got some good days coming up. Mm-hmm. A little rain off and on over the next few days, but warmer temperatures.
Yeah. And the rain today actually doesn't come until probably after midnight tonight. So take advantage of today, and then tomorrow might have to deal. Maybe use an umbrella. Imagine that.
I know.
I was out doing my best to get some recreational activity in with some baseball activity.
Hey.
Because yesterday, sadly, was actually going to be the first baseball game that I was going to have a chance to coach over at the Valley Lutheran
school. Would have been practicing for some period of time and you haven't been able to.
But because of the fact that spring break is falling next week, and certainly in Valley Lutheran's case, with Easter the following week, so there'd be other days that wouldn't be available. There was a couple of games scheduled even in March, which is usually not happening. And we're all thinking to ourselves, what kind of weather are we going to get on March 24th? And then there's another game scheduled on Thursday. And both the, you know, yesterday you could have played games and you could on Thursday too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wow.
I know.
Missed opportunities. Yeah. I know. A lot of people are saying those kinds of things, but it's like, it could have been a snowstorm. Could have been a snowstorm.
It probably would have been.
Yeah.
You know?
And for that matter, the Tigers
tomorrow
opening tomorrow would have been able to do so in Cleveland decently because we were all saying no way not March 26th. Turns out way
it would have been early this year.
So you watch, we get by this, and in mid-May, you know what's going to happen?
Snow.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or just lots
cold
of rain.
Cold and
rain.
Wet. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It'll happen.
Hey, by the way, can I just like to just follow up on something that we talked about on Monday.
Oh, please do.
I was able to procure some tomato soup.
Oh, you did get the tomato
soup? You did get it,
eh?
Well, you know, I was on my way home and I decided, you know, I felt like something. I just needed a munchie. You ever get that way sometimes? It's just a day goes by and you really haven't had anything to eat. So
yes.
So I'm on 46 and I decided to stop at Tom's Midpoint Party Store and I went in there, and they had 5 cans remaining. 5 cans. Now, did I hoard them all? Did I take them all? Answer, gentlemen,
no.
I did not. I took 2 cans. That's all I really needed. That was good. And I thanked the staff there, and they were very nice. In fact, one of the clerks there, she said, I assure you that I have already sanitized this counter, so it is as clean as it can be. So thank you to everybody over there at Tom's Midpoint Party Store on 46.